The state of Wisconsin faces a $5.4 billion budget deficit, and it is not alone. Other state governments are also looking to cut services and raise taxes in a hard-hit economy, and Wisconsin Congressman Dave Obey says that shouldn't be allowed to happen.
We cannot afford to have states raising taxes and cutting back services at the same time. At the federal level, we're cutting taxes and increasing public investments. This is a crisis at the federal, state, and local level.
Obey controls spending as the powerful chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and he says he is determined to funnel federal stimulus money directly to state governments to spend as they see fit on transportation and infrastructure.
It is states that will determine which projects are going forward. We simply want to make sure that the projects that are funded are those which can put shovels in the ground very early so that you do, in fact, begin to create jobs almost immediately.
And Obey is warning his colleagues in the House and Senate about the stimulus package. Don't think small and don't slow it down.
Every month that we delay, we see a rapid downward death spiral of this economy.
The veteran Wisconsin Democrat made his remarks in an interview on National Public Radio's Morning Edition. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.